Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for the opportunity of visiting with you today and to study with you from the Bible on this occasion this morning. It's a joy on my part. I'm Robert Rawson. I preach for the Crockett Church of Christ here 7 miles from Interstate 55 on Highway 4 west toward Tunica area. And we invite you to the services of the church this morning as we study the Bible at Bible class time at 9:30 and worship in the auditorium at 10:30. Each morning, Sunday morning. And again, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. if you can't make it on Sunday morning. Come and be with us if you can, and enjoy the studies with us this Sunday. It's a joy to be with you today. The study of the Bible is an important matter for us because we need to see what God expects of our daily walk of life. It is noted by Jesus in his public ministry in John 12 at verse 48 and 49, "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For the words I speak unto you are not my own, but my Father who gave me these words that I command to you and give to you at this time." Jesus noted that the words that he speaks are the words of the Heavenly Father that he wants us to know and wants us to follow. And we do not need to depart from those words in our mannerisms of life. "He that rejects me and receives not my word," Jesus said, "has one that judges him. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Think about the relationship we have with God and the relationship that we should have with God and the way of life that we should follow. And as a result of that, we find ourselves following God's way and doing God's will. And as a result, we're not doing our own will and our own way. We're finding a blessing from God himself as a result of faithfully following his word and his will. When we think about the word of God, we think about Paul's work in teaching because he found himself being a person in Acts chapter 9 who was punishing, desiring to punish those who were following Jesus Christ. He believed that Jesus was a false one, and he believed that his words were false and not true and not the Father's words at all. And as a result, he was determined to punish those who were following after Christ. On his way to Damascus, he found himself on this roadway, and he found himself stopped by the Lord himself on that road. It is noted to you and me that he found himself there and said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And the Lord said, "Go into the city, and there be told what you must do." Notice that it was not on the road that he was told what he must do, not on the road that he was saved from sin, but that he was told to go into the city and there to be told what you must do. Paul went that way and he found himself in a blessing that he found when Ananias, the gospel preacher, came to visit him. Ananias said, "Now, brother Saul, why tarriest thou any longer?" He says, "Why do you do this tarrying? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." He told him how to call upon the name of the Lord. He told him to arise and go be baptized and wash away his sins. As a result of that, Paul will refer to the Roman brethren in this regard in Romans chapter 6. When he says, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the death of Christ were raised to walk in newness of life?" Notice in this connection, his newness of life began at the time that he was baptized into Christ, just like they were baptized into Christ, into the death of Christ. And they were raised to walk a newness of life, and thus he was raised to walk a new way of life as well. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul will write regarding that righteousness that he found in Christ. He said, "I did not teach my own righteousness. I did not follow my own righteousness of the law," talking about the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments system, and the way of that system. He said, "I didn't follow the right ways of God following that law." He said, "I found the right way because of the word of God that he spoke to me." As a result of that teaching of God to him through Paul, he found himself a blessing and he found himself a way of life to live. And thus, when he talks about this way of life, he talks about the righteousness that is of God as being a part of his decision making as he goes through life from day to day. Think about the relationship that we have with God as we follow his will and his way. Because in his will and his way, we find a way of right doing that God appreciates and God teaches us to follow. In the teaching of the Word of God, it tells us that we find ourselves in fellowship with the Father and the Son in 1 John chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. We find ourselves in fellowship with God in that Word of God, in fellowship with Him, because we find ourselves obeying His Word. And when we do sin again, after we find this fellowship in God, we find this fellowship in Christ Jesus and in the Father Himself, we find this real blessing. And when we sin again, and we know that we do, we find ourselves falling away from God's way, not doing His will as we should. What we find is, if we confess our sins, 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Notice unrighteous thinking and planning that we do is for that to miss the mark. And so we sin in the process of doing that. And as a result of that sin, we find ourselves departing from God. But instead of that, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll cleanse us from the way we were thinking, the way we were planning, the way we were planning to do. And He'll help us to be people who follow His will as we walk from day to day. Think about our relationship with God and His right way. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20-21, we find in regard to Jesus there through Paul's words to the brethren at Ephesus that they would live faithfully for the Lord. They would follow His way. And as they followed His way, they would be people of prayer. And as they asked of the Father, He would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our prayers are going to be meaningful to the Heavenly Father. It's the case that our prayers are special to the Heavenly Father. And as a result of that, we find ourselves in that right relationship with Him, and we find ourselves doing His will, not our own. And Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 20, we find that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think through the power that worketh within us. Notice that we have a power that is sustained within us. And that power comes from the Lord, from His Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And as a result of living that way, we can have a right of prayer that asks of God, and He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think through the power that worketh within us. And then He goes on to say, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Where did He say that there was to be glory in the Lord Jesus? Notice that He says, it's in the church that we glorify God throughout all ages, world without end. God wants us to, as long as the earth stands, be in the church and glorifying God, putting light upon God as we live in this world from day to day. Think about your relationship with God and think about what you're doing. Are you doing in the church? Are you sometimes in the church and most of the time out of the church? Are you sometimes in and most of the time out? Are you all the way out of the church? Never consider be a part of the church of the Lord. That's not the way the people were on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. It is said that they heard that word. They responded to that word by saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and your children, and to as many afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. All the way down the stream of time, you and I have the opportunity to hear that call of God through the preaching of the gospel for you and for me. And as a result, we come into the Lord, and we are added to His church. It is noted there in Acts 2 at verse 47 that they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Day by day, there were people being added to the church. It's in the church, he says in Ephesians 3:21, that we're to glorify God throughout all ages, world without end. We're to be people who follow the way of God and do His will. When we fail to do His will, we're to confess that we fail to do His will. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He helps us to avoid that way of life of thinking and doing and missing the mark and getting into sin and wrongdoing. He helps us to do that. And as a result of that, we find ourselves in a right standing relationship with Him, as He described there in 1 John 1:5-6, in fellowship with the Father and the Son. In the fellowship with the Father and the Son. We're in truth of doing the right things by the way of the Father and the Son. And now that we have that, when we sin, we confess our sins. He has promised to be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the way He does. And where do we do have that to be done? It's in the church throughout all ages, world without end. It's in the church we find ourselves so blessed of the Lord in His way. The congregation located here at Crockett, 7 miles from Interstate 55, on Highway 4 West, toward the Tunica side, right here on the south side of Highway 45, you'll find a big sign that says Crockett Church of Christ. And we invite you to our services this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and worship service tonight at 6 o'clock. We invite you to be a part of the studies with us this week. And also, we remind you that it is a relationship that we have with the Lord at this congregation. We find ourselves loving to practice pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit or care for the widows and orphans in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. We're to be people who follow the way of God. And as a result of that, we encourage one another to follow the way of God. When we have accidents and troubles and problems, we pray for one another's recovery. When we have problems and situations going on, we pray for one another that these problems may be abated, they may be overcome, they may be left in the past. And this sort of way of life is the way that we pray. We pray for one another in times of sickness and illness. In times of death, we pray for one another's recovery. And remember that we're to be faithful to God no matter the one that has departed from this earthly life. There may be a wonderful friendship and a wonderful blessing, a wonderful relationship that we have with someone who now departs from this earthly life in death. What are we to be, people who blame God, who fuss at God, who fuss at one another, who do not remain faithful to God at all? Oh no, that's not the way to do. The way to do is to find ourselves a relationship with God once again that we enjoy, and that relationship with God is of such nature that we find ourselves enjoying the relationship that we had with the one who's now passed away, and we're prayerfully asking God's blessing upon that one who's passed away, and we find God's blessing in our lives because of that way of life of thinking and doing. That's the way of life for us to do. And in the Crockett congregation, we find ourselves involved with young people. We find ourselves involved with older people. We find ourselves involved with sick people. We find ourselves involved with hurting people. We find ourselves involved with bereaved people. As a result of that, we tell people we love them. And we want them to be back with us soon as they can be. And we welcome them to come back to the part of the services with us. And that's the way of life that we follow. That's the way of life that we teach. That's the way of life that we practice from day to day. That's the way of life that you can practice. Being a part of the congregation here, you'll be a part of practicing pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father. Is this, to visit, care for the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's the way of life He teaches us to follow, and way of life He teaches us to go to, and the way of life that we should follow in His right way. This is the right things of God. And we're talking about a right way of God that is a way of practice that we can follow. Young people are assisted at Sardis Lake Christian Camp. And we support Sardis Lake Christian Camp in a mighty way. We enjoy the relationships that we have with young people, and we invite them to go and be a part of the week-long time of staying at Sardis Lake Christian Camp, enjoying the relationship with other friends along the way. This is a wonderful blessing for us. And Sardis Lake Christian Camp has helped many a soul, many a young person, make a decision for Christ and for His right way. But more than that, they also make a decision to live life faithfully to God, living life in such a way that they do not get into profanities and vulgarities, and they do not get into sinful living way and practices of life. They find themselves getting into a practice of the Lord's work and the Lord's way and the Lord's plan and the Lord's will and the Lord's way of talking and the Lord's way of acting. That's the thing that's encouraged to them. And we have adults who find themselves a week of vacation. They come and be a part of Sardis Lake Christian Camp, and it's far from a vacation time. They find themselves being ready to do that because they want to help young people right and left. Sardis Lake Christian Camp is located on 4-H Club Road, Batesville, and you're invited to come out and visit with us. We have a big night, which we do a great time of joy in regard to a fireworks show every 4th of July time. And we find ourselves enjoying that way and enjoying one another. And we find ourselves opportunity to invite others to come and be a part of it. Johnny Pace and his group of the band will be out performing at 7 o'clock that particular evening. And we find also that after that time, at dark, we have a fantastic fireworks show. There were those who had a fireworks show south of Batesville for many years of time. And the good friend there asked me if I would continue that practice as we do at Sardis Lake Christian Camp. And we are glad to do that and thankful to do that. And we have many, many fireworks, and a multitude of time is involved. And when you talk about 30 minutes or better of fireworks show, you're talking about a lot of fireworks, that sky boomers that go off in the air. And that's the week of the 4th of July. We invite you to come out and be part of that with the young people there as well. And we find a way of inviting you to come through the gate. You'll be recognized. You'll be signified that you know who's there and what's going on. And you'll behave yourself as you're there, because you will be people who follow the help of these young people, not the harm of young people that are there. Opportunity that we have to be part of God's will and God's way involves young people, older people, sad people, happy people, growing people, learning people. We have a way of helping out one another in a wonderful, wonderful way. We talk about this, we're talking about the right things of God and the right things of the Lord and the right things of God's way. And when he talked about the church, he said, in the church, by Christ Jesus, world without end. Put glory upon God in the church throughout all ages, world without end. Ephesians 3 and at 20 and 21. Where are we to do that? In the church. Not sometimes in and most of the time out. Not never in and always out of the church. But in the church. Glorify God throughout all ages, world without end. Is that not what he said there in Ephesians 3 at 20? Look at that passage and look at the following passages about that. How that he teaches us to follow the way of God. And as he teaches us to follow the way of God, he's talking about a way of God that each one of us should practice as we go through life from day to day. Letter after letter in the New Testament is written to various congregations. The congregation at Rome, for example. The congregation at Ephesus. The congregation at Colossae. And the book tells us that in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, that God has translated us out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. It talks about the kingdom and kingdom relationship with God and how that we're to sustain it as we go through life. In Colossians 4 at verse 16, he tells us to take this letter that's sent to Laodicea also and get the letter that he sent formerly to Laodicea and bring it back to Colossae and read that letter there. Notice that as Paul wrote to the brethren, he wrote to them to help out the congregation over at Laodicea. And as a result of that, they could help out the congregation there at Colossae by the letter that he'd formerly written to the church there as well. Think about the relationship that we have with God and the relationship of letters, of writing, and authorization of practice to be done. How we're to live in such a way that we honor the way of God, putting aside the ways of sin and wrongdoing, putting away those things that are not righteous and not good. That's the way God wants us to behave. I'm quite sure that there are some of you listening today that have never considered your relationship to the local church, described as worshiping God in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24 tells us, in fact, verse 23 tells us, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's the way of God that he wants us to follow. We'll have a way of life that we live and a way of life that we enjoy in that relationship with God. Think about the relationship that we have and the way of life that we live from day to day. And as a result, find ourselves honoring God's way, doing his will, honoring his cause as we live from day to day. In the worship of God, we have an opportunity to be people who sing, not sing and play, but sing, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 5 and verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's a case that God told us in his word to sing, and not to sing and play, but to sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. We find an opportunity to be that as we sing. We're people of prayer. Men lead us in prayer, and as they lead us in prayer, we listen in such a way that we can say inwardly as well as outwardly, amen, to the words that are said in prayer. The requests that are made to God in prayer. We're people who participate in the Lord's Supper upon the Lord's Day. On the Sundays, we have an opportunity to partake of the bread, which represents the body of Jesus Christ, he said in Matthew 26:26-29. He said that he represented his body by that bread, and by that fruit of the vine, it represented his blood that was shed for many for the remission of sins. So we find ourselves enjoying a relationship we have with the Lord himself, and how that he went to Calvary for us, and his body was broken and his blood was shed for you and for me. Jesus went into that tomb. As he was carried into that tomb, he found himself in death, and he did not wish to do that. Hebrews 5, verses 7, 8, and 9 tells us that Jesus went through a time of great mourning and great sorrow at facing that death. Ask the Father if there were another way. If there were another way, knowing his Father knew everything, if there were another way, that it would be supplied to him and he would not have to do that. But he did that, nevertheless, to follow the Father's will. The Father told him that in 3 days he would rise. In Matthew chapter 16, beginning verse 19, he told the disciples, he said, the Father had talked to him and told him about this. He said, I will be rejected of men. I will be rejected of those who are chief priests and elders among the people, and I will be put to death. But in 3 days, I will rise. Notice that the disciples did not hear and understand that particular way. They thought that Jesus was never going to be, he was so powerful, he was never going to be put to death. And Simon Peter expressed that to him, saying, Lord, you'll never be put to death. You'll never be this way. And Jesus turned to him and said, Simon, Simon, you speak the words of the devil. These are not the things of Satan. These are the things of God that I speak. And these are the things of the Lord that I tell people. I will be put to death, but I will rise. Notice that the ones who were his enemies went to Pilate after his crucifixion and said, make a watch of his tomb. Make a watch. He said, because the disciples will steal the body away and claim that he is risen from the dead, and that'll be the way that they do it, because this deceiver saith, in 3 days I will rise. Jesus said that, knowing that that was what the Father had told him, and that is really what happened, even today. His tomb is empty on and on down the stream of time, and it will manufacture the idea for you and for me that this is the way of the Lord that He wanted us to follow. So we honor the Lord's Supper in remembrance of His body and His blood. We give upon the first day of the week into a common treasury, so that the work of the church may go on here and in far away places as well. During all this time of pandemic, we've had enough funds to come in that we have had help to be offered to the children's home in Marlton, Arkansas, and another children's home at Corinth, Mississippi. They've never missed any of the contributions that we have sent along the way. That's the way of life to live and a way of life to do His will, because that's what the Father wants us to do and follow. And then we find ourselves in this blessing to be people who find ourselves in a relationship with God as we preach His word from day to day. So the opportunity is to worship God. Come and be with us if you can this morning at 9:30. Worship in the auditorium at 10:30. And again, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We invite you out to be a part of it. There may be a little time left for a song to be used, and I hope that you'll enjoy it once again. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson from the Crockett Church of Christ.